A state agency today announced it is fining an oil and gas company that operates in Cook Inlet for major safety violations. The Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission is imposing a $446,000 penalty on Cook Inlet Energy for operating a well with failed safety valve systems. The valves prevent fluid from escaping an oil or gas well and can help guard against a blowout. The commission reports that in late 2013, a surface safety valve at one of the company's wells failed to work when tested. The company operated the well for 42 days despite the faulty valve. During a test a few months later, a different safety valve also failed. Cook Inlet Energy continued to operate the well for several weeks after that failed test as well. Cook Inlet Energy's parent company now operates under the name Glacier Oil and Gas. Glacier Oil and Gas CEO Carl Giesler says the company acknowledges the violations took place, but Giesler joined the company after the incidents and says Glacier is now under new leadership that prioritizes safety.
We're trying to play by not only the spirit, but frankly the letter of the law. The AOGC is trying to do their job, and we're trying to do ours in concert with them. And I think we've built a pretty decent track record. I'd say an enviable track record for the 2+ years that this management team's been in place.
Late last year, Cook Inlet Energy filed an application with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to drill an exploration well in Cook Inlet. Giesler says the company is also completing 4 new production wells in Cook Inlet this spring.